Good morning. Good morning. There we go. Somebody's awake. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Great and glorious God, we are truly thankful for all that you do for us each and every day. We're thankful, Lord, for the gift of salvation. We're thankful, Lord, that we can approach the very throne of grace whenever, always, as your people, Lord, as your children, that we can crawl up on your knee and just tell you our problems. And you are right there, Lord, to listen and to help and to give us the grace we need to get through each day. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us, that we would bring you glory and honor in all that is said and done here today. And Lord, we have come to worship you and to thank you and to praise you and to hear from your word. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name we give you thanks and praise and ask these things. Amen and amen. In front of you are the prayer cards in the chairs, in the back of the chairs. Fill them out. If you could do that right now, that would be very helpful for Bonnie because she's going to get up here and collect those. So if you have any prayer requests or praises, you can write those on here. They will be taken and laid up here so you can take and pray, get one and pray over it today and take it home with you and pray over it throughout the week. I know I'm going to jump the gun here, but I'm going to do it anyway. I would really encourage you to come out for the Sunday morning talk on John, study on John, the Gospel of John. We had a few people in class this morning. We had a very good discussion. We got through 3 verses. So we're doing good. So, yeah, it's a good discussion. That's the whole point, is that we can sometimes we get off a little bit, but there's questions that need to be answered. And we're doing that. So I encourage you to come out for this. You can come in and join us at any time. All are welcome. So just as a reminder. Bonnie, you want to come up and take over up here?
Good morning. I don't know if you know, but I don't like being up front. Are you leading me or am I leading you? I can do it? All right, let's see if he can keep up. All right, I don't got to talk about the Sunday morning studies, except join us. My husband is now off of mandatory overtime. Hallelujah! So I can join on Sunday mornings. So we'll see how long it lasts. But all right, Tuesday night is prayer nights here at the church, 6 p.m., still early enough to get you home before it gets dark?
Right now,
yes, for now. Join us if you're able. October 20th, that's our Monday. That is our next day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. Uh-oh. Brock went blank. There it is. If you would like to know more, see Lorene or Jan Otto. They can tell you how you can help, what we do, explain it. If you would like to join us, please be here by 1:45 to unload the truck, repackage whatever they send us, and just get set up. I'm so excited about this. We have a new women's study. Is it start on the 22nd? Starting on October 22nd, 6 p.m. here at the church. $9 for the books. They're already in. Victoria got an... Oh, wait, she wants to do this. She don't really want to, but I'm going to let her.
Let her.
Yes, so stoked about this. We have an overwhelming amount of people who signed up. I'm very, very, very pleased, very excited, very nervous. But I'm so happy to see that so many people are craving this time of women fellowship. So we are starting next Wednesday, the 22nd. We have books here today for anybody who already ordered. We have 3 extra books. So if anybody else wants to sign up that has not signed up, for the first class, we're going to go over the foreword and the introduction. So if you want to read that prior to coming next week, and then we can go over that. Trying to think if there's anything else I have to say. No? I don't think so. I'm really excited and for everyone to come and have this time of fellowship together.
Thank you for listening to what God told you to do. All right. Can we make these bigger?
Maybe. Could we give you new glasses?
Maybe. All right. So October 27th, that is a Monday, that is our next coordinating council meeting. Just we get together the leads of ministries and make sure we're not, you know, stepping on toes or that everybody knows what everybody's doing. November 8th is a I forgot about my beautiful slide. We are going to have a game night October 25th, 5 p.m. This is going to be our way of appreciating Pastor. So, yes, we're going to play games with him. So, see? And have fellowship and food, his favorite things. So, yeah, we might even let him win. I know that's hard for me. So please join us. Invite your friends, your family. We're going to have snacks. We always eat. So bring a finger food to pass. If you wouldn't mind, also bring in a 2-liter of something to drink, if you're able. Water, whatever, you know. We're going to have some fun. Probably won't be too late because it's Saturday night and Pastor's got to get his rest. So, yes. November 8th, that is our ladies' breakfast. 9 a.m. here at the church. It's supposed to be every second Saturday of the month when we're able. Please join us for fellowship and food and just a wonderful time of prayer. Care team meetings every second Thursday of the month, 6:30 p.m. Our next one is November 13th. We meet here at the church. Please come. If you are at all interested in knowing what the care team does, join us. We take care of try to meet the needs of the church as best as we know how.
That one?
Sure, that sounds good. All right, prayer cards are located in the seat back in front of you. If you have not, please fill it out if you have a prayer request.
Or praise.
Yes, we like praises. Answers to prayer are awesome.
We got a new fancy spot on the board in there.
A new fancy spot where? In the hallway, in the foyer,
the nursery.
Going back to the nursery. Okay, check out the board. I didn't know it was there.
You didn't know the board was there?
Nope. I should know, huh? All right, is that it, Brock? Check in. All right, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. Brock, are we doing pretty good at checking in on our own, or we need to work on that?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Just so you know, when you check in, it saves Brock time checking us in. So anything we can do to make Brock's life a little easier is good. Are we ready to collect the cards? I need some helpers. I see one. I see two. I feel like I'm auctioneer. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will collect them.
Stand up, and Brock says, "Oh my." He remembered. So stewardship. We have a responsibility to be good stewards. And part of that is some generosity. Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 16, verses 17 and 18. I'm going to do some prayer fairies in here, but he says, tell the people, don't set your hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Everybody's trying to be rich, but you don't set your hopes on that. Set it on God. Do good. Be rich. You can be rich, but be rich in good works. Be generous and ready to share. So what is this generosity supposed to produce for us? If we look in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11, I'll read that because I don't, just because. So starting in verse 10, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way. To be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. So your generosity, so often I get stuck and like, oh, well, this feels good. I got all this from God and I get to share it and it makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside. It's not what it's about, right? This says your generosity will produce thanksgiving to God. So when we're being generous, we should be thinking about what are we being generous with? Who are we being generous to? And who are we giving the credit for what we have to be generous with? One more little passage out of what triggered this is some of my devotions. They started with the Psalms in 79, verse 9. Apparently the Israelites were going through a tough time when this was written. And the way it's written is, help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name. In other words, help us to your glory, God. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake. And then if we skip down a couple of verses, it says, but we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. God's generous too. And his generosity produces the thanksgiving and praise. And our generosity is intended to continue that cycle. And with that, I'm going to invite my volunteers. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Father God, we do thank you. We thank you for your generosity, for your determination, for your consistency, and just continue way you seek us and draw us closer to you. We thank you for sharing your truth. We thank you for the opportunity to live in such a wonderful country where we can praise and thank you openly. We don't have to worry about consequences from our government or so we're given so much and we bring back a little bit today and put it in this plate and just praise you for allowing us to be part of the generosity that you give, and we just continue to seek out ways to glorify your name, to have a role in other people knowing you. And this is one small way. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we have a number of praises. Martha is praising God for Larry doing much better. Home and walking on his own. Yes. We have a thank you to the Cub Scouts and our church family for working hard yesterday and keeping this place special. And Jessica also wants to thank the Scouts for their hard work, and especially the picnic area getting built and extra cleaning done. And a praise for her friend Amanda, who has an all clear on her cancer. That's awesome. I love seeing these praises, and I think it's really important to just go ahead and announce them. Were there any other prayer cards that didn't get passed in or it was too much to write down? Jan.
I just want to let everybody know we've been praying for Lapes. I just remembered I got a hold of her and she got back to me and said they postponed that trial or whatever, court date. Till the end of this month.
So. Yeah, thank you for that update. Continue to pray for them. Now they don't go to court till October 28th. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to lift up to you so many things. You're eager and always waiting to hear from us. It is the way that we commune with you and feel close to you and benefit from your presence. We praise you for your character, Lord, for you are so high above us, so far ahead of us, so far behind us. You do go before us, and you prepare our daily bread. You provide for all of our needs, and you're also laying plans for next week and next month and next year and 10 years from now. You are to be trusted, and we honor you by coming before you this morning corporately, crying out to you for our needs, Lord. You know what each one are, and yet you ask for us to ask. So we're lifting up the Morgan's friends, the Baldwin family, who just lost a father suddenly to an aneurysm. I believe he has several grown kids. She wasn't sure if it's 4 or 6 kids. And we pray for this man's wife and any parents or grandparents involved. We just lift up this hurting family to you, Lord, and ask that you would minister to them in ways past finding out. We lift up to you a girl's asking for prayers for her grandma in the hospital from a fall. Lord, we do get more and more feeble as we age, and we lose our balance and we fall and break things, but still you are with us. And you do want our highest good and our healing, so I just ask that you would touch her body and allow for quick healing, that she could return to her family quickly. And while I'm at it, Lord, I lift up Mike's mom, Marianne, to you, who had such hard falls in her extreme old age that she broke her shoulder and her hip and had to endure surgery and now is in rehabilitation in Jackson. Father, I ask that you would just bring peace and comfort to her mind, that she would stop getting up, that she would understand that she needs to stay still and rest and really just help her to know that she's in your hands and that she doesn't have to worry and fear even in her feebleness of mind, Lord. Give her your strong word that you are with her and you are taking care of her. And I do think of Mike too at this time, who is home alone and feeling lonely and I'm sure at unrest, being her caretaker for almost 20 years and it's now out of his hands. I ask that you would bless him and be his comfort and his peace and his encouragement, his strong tower, that every time his mind is troubled, Lord, that he would run to you, that he would just soak himself in your word and your promises, and that he would feel your presence more than ever. I thank you for his faithfulness and caring for his mom, and I thank you that there is blessing in caring for our parents. It comes with a promise that his days may be long upon the land. So I give you praise for our brother, and I thank you that he's here again with us today. Father, I lift up to you Jan's Uncle Dale and Mary Lou in the hospital, also due to a fall. Father, I pray for their healing and their highest good and their peace, that they would have excellent care while they're waiting for healing and release. And I thank you for the good plans that you have for them. I want to continue to pray for Cindy. It says slow recovery but progressing, so I thank you for that it's going in the right direction. And our hearts and our prayers are with her. Father, we lift up to you baby Roman, who was just born, a brand new life that you made, that you created intricately and uniquely, Lord. We ask that you would help baby Roman to start breathing on his own and not require the equipment, the use of intervention and just machines, but that you, Lord, you are the great physician, and you can get him to just operate in the full function of what you have for him. It is your will that he should go be with his family and be strong, and we just praise you for his life, and we ask that you would help his parents to trust you at this difficult time. We thank you for the excellent care he's receiving. Finally, Lord, we lift up to you Joe Sharkey. We thank you, Lord, that in Isaiah we are told that Jesus came to set the captives free, to give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, and that the lame would leap. And we know that that is your will toward all of us. And that while we were yet sinning, Lord Jesus, you died for us. I just ask for his ultimate good. I ask for his healing. I ask that you would keep him safe. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Father that loves and loves and loves some more. You forgive 70 times 7. And you are the God who is scanning the horizon for those to return to you. And we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this beautiful church family who just continues to come around each other and encourage and support and lift each other up. Lord, we thank you that you're meeting with us here today. And we just open our hearts to you for what you have for us today and this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Good to see you out there. If you would stand with us, we're going to worship the Lord together. We worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. Shout out your praise, there's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet, we'll shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. As he hung up on that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place.
won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. We'll shout out your praise. Shout out your praise. Shout out your
all. You are worthy.
worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Ascribing bad to you, accidents and violence and disease, they are not from your hand. You are good all the time, and your idea is life to the abundant, and you deserve the glory for that. Lord, help praise be found on our lips this week, even in the hard, even in the exhausted, even in the spent and the spread out and the frustrated and the impatient. May the first thing that we choose to say is, to God be the glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah anyway. Thank you for being our God. I need all the kiddos. You want to come on up? Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I see a lot of smiles on faces. So I found a verse in my Bible this week. Actually, no. I heard a girl giving her show and tell. She was telling us about her dance, her Christian dance group that she loves. And she was telling us all about how much she likes to dance. And then she said their group dance verse was in Corinthians. A man named Paul said, "Don't you know we are ambassadors and that God makes his appeal to the world through us?" Now, ambassadors is a big word. Anybody know what it means?
No.
It's someone with a very wonderful, urgent message. And without ambassadors, we can't get that message out. Somebody has to go. Someone has to bring the message. And so Paul says, we are ambassadors. What do you think your message is to the world? What is it?
Jesus.
Yeah, he's pretty good news, right? He's really, really, really good news. But God said he's using us to send out that message. He's making his, do you know what appeal means?
No.
It's like a crying out, an urgency. I appeal to you to hear my heart, to hear my words, to hear my message. He's making his appeal to the world through us. That's crazy and cool. So, you know, the next time that you have an opportunity, you can say to someone in class, Jesus loves you. Do you think you could do that? I think you could, because you guys are wild cards. You just say anything that comes to your mind, right? And you don't care what anybody says or thinks, right? You're just you. You don't have any shame. You don't have any, you guys got lots of confidence, lots of volume. So try telling someone this week, did you know Jesus loves you? And then they might say yes, or they might say no. You don't know. At that point, you've given the message, haven't you? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's pray, and we're going to ask the Father to help us be ambassadors. Father, I thank you for these kiddos. We are so blessed in this church. So many bright, young, healthy, strong, happy faces here that give us hope for the future. We thank you that they are learning the truth. The Holy Spirit is instructing us in truth, and we thank you for the message on Paul's heart that we are ambassadors and that God can make his appeal, his message through us. He's counting on us to be love and light to the world around us. Help these kids bring it to their minds this week, what we're talking about right now, and that they would have the courage and the love to bring the message to the friends around them. Jesus loves you. And you could say, and I do too. Thank you for these kids, and bless their time together in Children's Church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we come to you today seeking your will for our lives, seeking you, Lord, in the middle of this great division in our country, in the middle of the division amongst the different congregations of your church. Help us to be peacemakers, Lord. Help us to be ministers of reconciliation, witnesses of your love and your mercy and your grace. In all of it, Lord, help us to let go, and as they say, let God work in us and through us, Lord, as we seek to be what you called us to be, because we are truly blessed as your people. We will see you, Lord. We will be known as your children. We'll be members and partakers of the kingdom and all the blessings, Lord. Lead us and guide us. For blessed are those who are yours. In Jesus' precious name. Again, I ask you to come and pray. You guys are ready. We're going to close in prayer. I want you all to stay here and don't move, because we're doing this for those who are at home not able to participate in communion this morning. So we're going to say a short prayer for them, and then we're going to partake in communion. Father, we thank you that we're able to gather, Lord, from home and here together, Lord, and we just praise you for what you're going to do through us. Help us to be the peacemakers you've called us to be in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again.